Life is not easy for anyone. We all get our fair share of challenges. But it is these challenges that makes the whole experience worth it. So on Talk the Walk, I'll be discussing the things that we have to go through and the things that we have to deal with to achieve our goals in life, and how all of us together can be able to do big things while learning from the experiences of those who have gone before us, who have done the same things that we are trying to do. It is not going to be business as usual, because it's not about me. This is about all of us and how we can do this thing called life together. Things can be very difficult sometimes. But it's difficult in a way that people will not be able to understand. And sometimes you would think that people are supposed to get you, but they don't. And the reason why they don't get you is that not all shoe sizes are the same. Yeah, so this is an episode of Talk the Walk with Isaac Clark. And I'm discussing today the beautiful shoe that just won't fit. So what happened was that I went to buy a shoe, and I had black in mind, that because of the work I do, I prefer to wear black shoes. But I saw this brown shoe that is really, really gorgeous, beautiful shoe. Up to that point, personally, I don't think I've gone to buy a shoe that beautiful before. When I saw it, I said, look, I'm going to get this one. I wonder how much it costs. It was pretty expensive for me. So I got it. Then I was going to try it, and I realized I couldn't wear it. It was too difficult to wear. The shoe was smaller than my leg size, my foot. So I was like, oh gosh, I have to let this thing go, even though it's so beautiful and I want it. Then the seller was like, you know what, you can use a shoehorn. And people, you will not even see the difference. Like, people will not even notice, or it won't hurt much. I said, okay. I tried with a shoe on, and it was perfect. But what I didn't know was that when you wear a shoe that doesn't fit for a long time, it can hurt really bad. In fact, sometimes it can hurt so much that I feel it in my gut that this thing is really pinching me, like really hard. But because the shoe is beautiful, I kept on wearing it. And when everybody saw me, people would go like, Clad, this shoe is really nice. And I'm like, yeah. Then I'll smile, but they don't know how painful it is to wear it. And it is like that for almost every meaningful thing that you achieve in this life. It is a shoe that just won't fit. You see, we are supposed to fit into a role in this life that we normally are bigger than. When I say we are bigger than the role, it's not like the leadership or anything that is worth accomplishing is within a certain space. It comes with certain restrictions. It comes with certain challenges that when you are an average person out there, you wouldn't want to constrict yourself to those challenges and that space and what it entails to be who you want to be. But the moment you move into that place of your calling, that place of your influence, that place that you want to be, you realize that it is not as easy and simple as you've always thought it to be. For instance, I always wanted to become a top-notch graphic designer when I started designing. But along the line, I realized that design is a lot more hectic than I thought it would be. Like, how difficult will graphic design be? Like, you can't think again. Like, just putting some colors here, circles there, or squares there, or, I mean, putting some pictures in there, doing this, doing that. I mean, how difficult can this thing be, really? And my designs are mostly very simple, so people go like, this thing is not difficult. But I used to tell myself that too. But I realized it is not easy being a graphic designer. It is time consuming. It takes a lot of mental energy. It takes a lot of paying attention to details. And you never stop learning. Because you see, people are innovating too. I had other younger graphic designers who are coming, who are doing new things, who are exploring new things. People see things from different perspectives. If you give two people the same design job, they will come up with totally different things. So it is something that you always have to be on top of. You have to learn new trends, new fonts, new design, other direction that you need to take. People are doing stuff, and all of these things come out in studying. So you constantly have to be gauging what is going on in the market, what people are doing, what other people are doing, and then looking out for ways to be able to do it. At the same time, you have to be innovating too. So you have to come up with new things that people will be looking up to and people will be learning from. That is if you want to be a leader in the field. So it's not an easy thing. It takes all your time. And I didn't expect design to take all my time like that. Maybe the reason why I wanted to even do it in the first place was because maybe I thought maybe it wouldn't take, I mean, how difficult can it be? Like, when I started, it was all fun. It was a hobby. So I was enjoying it and all that. But when the professional side stepped in, you have to meet deadlines. You have to deal with people who are expecting certain things from you. You have to deal with rejection. You have to deal with people telling you this design is not nice. I need something else. And come up with more samples. And then you come up with more samples and then still this doesn't meet what I'm looking for. And you have to deal with financial issues too, because people are not willing to pay as much as you thought they would be willing to pay. And you realize that you have rent to sort out and you are charging people this much per design, and it takes all your time and you are not making as much as you wanted. It's a whole lot. So when you are out there and you are doing great work and people see it and they are like, oh, this guy is good, he's talented, he's gifted, he's this, he's that. What they don't know is what you have to go through to be able to do what you do. So I remember a famous story about Ford. He had this engineer come in to fix one of his plants back in the 1930s or so. And the engineer came like 2 minutes. He had brought so many people, they couldn't fix it. Then they told him about this guy who is so good at what he does. He called the guy. The guy comes, fix some few things. 2 minutes, he's done. The machines are working. The guy brought a bill, $10,000. Let's just say, I think maybe it was around $1,000. Back in 1930, $10,000 was a lot of money. I'm not sure anybody would charge that much for fixing a plant. But the point is that he charged a huge amount like back in the day, and Ford was like, this is too much. Why would you charge this much? And he said, yeah, that's how much I would charge. And he said, you spent like 2 minutes. And he said, yes, for the 2 minutes, it's maybe $100. But it took me 30 years to be able to figure out how to fix it in 2 minutes. So that one too is, let's say, the rest of the money. And you realize that when you think about things from that perspective, you know that the reason why experience counts, the reason why knowing how to be able to do, nobody is an overnight success, by the way. So if you see someone who is able to do things the way, like easily, and they're able to do top-notch work, and you admire what they do, don't think that they woke up one day and they are so gifted and talented that they could just do it. No, it doesn't work like that. They have had to work their way. They have had to stress. They have had to battle their own demons. They have had to learn new things. They have had to deal with people. They have had to go through so much to be able to be where they are. So when they get there, don't assume that it's been easy. That is what the shoe, the beautiful shoe that doesn't fit, is all about. That you would have to go through very dangerous and difficult things to be able to become what you want to become. Let it not discourage you. And even as you have become what you want to become, it is still not easy being there and maintaining it. It's like you see your boss is taking, like people say this all the time, a CEO is taking millions of dollars per maybe annum, a lot of allowances, or you see the president, he has a lot of allowances, he has security at his beck and call, he has a lot of things that he just have to snap his finger and it's done for him and all that. And you're like, this man is getting too much. Like, we are all Ghanaians. And yes, we are all Ghanaians, but you have no idea what it's like to be president. JM said it some time ago and people made fun of it. But you have no idea what it's like to be there. What it's like to walk in his shoes for just a day. What it's like to worry about what people will eat, what people will wear, what people will drink, how people will move to and fro. And you are supposed to deal with every single problem of every single Ghanaian. It's not easy. People think, oh, he has people who work for him. Are you kidding me? You have to keep watch over those people who work for you constantly to make sure that their interests align with your own interests as president. You think that is a small job? I mean, when you are dealing with people who are uneducated, who don't know anything, it's a different ballgame. But if you are dealing with highly educated people, very smart people, who have their own interest, and you have to align their interest with your own interest, and be able to bring them all into a national discussion and a national framework, you think it's a joke, then come to deal with opposition. Those who want your job. Look, the president is wearing a beautiful shoe that doesn't fit. You have no idea where it is pinching him. You have no idea what he has to do. Yesterday, I was watching the G.I. Joe's Retaliation, and people had kidnapped the American president, and they had used a new technology to have someone look like him, to be in his stead and act like president, while the president himself had been locked up in some basement, and they have given him armed guards. So when they achieve what they want to achieve, then they will release the American president. I mean, I was thinking, why wouldn't they just kill the man? And maybe if the people are so evil and they want to take over the world, they should just kill the man and maybe have someone look like him. Why would you keep him alive and have someone look like him? I don't know. Maybe it's just a movie. So they have to do it in such a way that when they are finally caught and they are defeated, the president will still have his win. Or maybe in real life it can happen. I don't know. But the point I'm making is that the president is target of so many people, so many interests, so many schemes and things, and it's not an easy thing to be. And it's not just the president. The CEO, your company CEO, your MD, your executive director, whoever it is who is leading your organization, you would think he is having it easy. He's having all the cool things. He has the nice car. He has the nice house. He has a beautiful wife. He has the lovely kids. He has this. He has that. So this man has it easy. He's wearing a beautiful shoe that doesn't fit. And believe me, his shoe doesn't fit. God could push a CFO of a big bank, a national CFO, not a regional CFO, a national CFO of a big bank, to go in for a small girl, pay him huge amount every month, rent an apartment for him, buy her a car, and risk his whole future. The man is certainly wearing a shoe that doesn't fit. It is not easy being where these people are. And the moment you take it like it's easy, the moment you take it like their lives must be easier and better than mine, you miss the plot. And that's why people get there, people make money, people get to fame, and then they become disillusioned. And they become like they like look at a situation where you always thought that being rich and being powerful and being a leader automatically means that you have a better life than everybody else. And then you realize that you have to kill yourself to make life comfortable for your employees, rather. Your employees get to go on vacations, they get to go on leave, they get to do this, they get to do that, they get to be late for work, they get to be late for appointment. But the moment you, the CEO, you begin to act like them, your company begins to go down. You realize that being a leader, it's a full-time job. You never have a break. That's why they're saying that the world is run by tired men. So don't think that anybody is having an easy life. Anybody is having it easy and you are having it harder. It may be true that some people are having it easier because Solomon said he's been rich, he's been poor, but he will go for rich every time. But he never said being rich is a walk in the park either. It's not. It is a whole different set of problems that you are going to be dealing with. So don't psych your mind. Tell yourself that that is the ultimate. That is why the Bible says that many people who sought to be rich ended up piercing themselves with many sorrows. So don't think that the moment you get rich or you get powerful, you get what you are looking for, your life totally becomes better. Maybe that old shoe you are wearing is better. It doesn't look nice. People don't say you are wearing a nice shoe. People don't look at it twice. People don't pay attention to the shoe, but it was comfortable. You didn't have to remove it when you get to the office and walk barefoot. But in my own case, my beautiful shoe, I have to remove it when I get to the office and walk barefoot because it pinches me too much. And when I'm going home, I'll just find some pomade, rub my legs, my foot, and then and be able to wear it, smoothing it so that I'll be able to wear it easily and then go home. And I realized that I was just torturing myself. I was just torturing myself. But it's beautiful. I love the shoe. People respect me more when I wear that shoe. They think I'm this serious person. So I want to look this serious person. So I have to keep wearing the shoe that is pinching me. And it's the story of life. It's the story of life. That is how life is. So don't think for a minute, don't think for a second that life is easy for anyone. We all have our challenges that we are dealing with. People are wearing beautiful shoes that don't fit. Some people, if what they do to make money comes out in public, they are done. Their lives are over. But they have to smile for the cameras, pretend that everything is okay. Have you heard the story of Jeffrey Epstein? He was a billionaire. When the story of his secret life came out, that was the end of him. He had to commit suicide. Some people still don't believe he committed suicide, but that's not my business. My business is that people have to deal with so much to maintain the status that you see. So psych your mind. I'm not saying you shouldn't aspire, you shouldn't dream, you shouldn't want to be better, you shouldn't want a better life. You should want a better life, you should dream, you should aspire, you should perspire, you should work hard. But don't do it with the thinking that your life is certainly all overnight going to be easier. Life doesn't get easier for anyone. People are dealing with very difficult things. So when you come into that place, and things are way better and easier than when you were not as rich, you thank God for it and you bless God for it and your life will be better. But don't drop your guard simply because you made a little bit more money. Get tougher. Keep grinding. Keep working hard. Keep pushing and never ever give up. No matter how better life gets, keep being you. The you that was able to get there in the first place. That is the only way to maintain your status. See, when you come to my shoe, it dim it trim, and my shoe now, it pinching my legs in the museum, so that I can project the image that I want to project out there. That is how you do it. So, yes, success is good. Being up there, achieving your goals and your dreams is better, but don't do it with the wrong mindset. Because the moment you go looking for pleasure and you think that you are looking for an easy life through entrepreneurship or leadership or achievement or advancement in life, you most certainly will not have it. It is when you go in wanting the best out of the situation, no matter how difficult it gets, that you're able to stay there for as long as it takes. So this is the first episode of Talk the Walk. This is me, Isaac Clark, and I've been your host for today. I'm hoping to bring some other people on board to have discussions on different topics. It's not all going to be things about challenges and goals and all that. No, we're going to be discussing real life issues affecting people, like the rent issue that I posted on Facebook about. We are going to be dealing with maybe sometimes politics, religion, different aspects of life, so that we are able to deal with the issues and come out stronger. God bless you and see you next week. Bye.